Okay, let's get started with our discussion tonight, and that is a little discussion in relative terms of the sugya of Rove. Rove is a huge topic. We could have many shiurim. We could have a series of shiurim regarding Rove. And we could even have a series of shiurim regarding tonight's topic of Rove. But it all started, if you remember, in Bechoras Daf Yutes, where the Mishnah discussed what happens if somebody buys a behema from a non-Jew. And the person does not know, I don't know whether this animal had a firstborn or not. So what do I do? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said on Yutes Mabez, beginning of the third parak in Bechoros, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, if it's within a year and it's a goat, Eiz Bashnasav Adel Kohen. Sure, it goes to the Kohen because goats only have one baby in their first year. And if you had the baby, you the buyers, then you know that it didn't have a baby before, and that's going Vada Lekohen. But after that, it's a suffix. After that, it's a suffix because after the first year, so maybe maybe it had one, maybe it didn't have one. So Gemara says it's a suffix after that, but most goats have babies in their first year. Most goats have. So says the Gemara, "Amai suffik halachacha rov behemos v'rov behemos misabas v'yoldas b'toch shnasa ninu." Rov would say that the baby was born in the first year. So if I buy a goat that's a year and a half old, and then the goat has a baby, I should be able to assume that this is the second baby and keep it. Why is it even a suffik bechar? V'avadei meilid olid. Does Rabbi Yishmael, this shita that we're discussing in the Mishnah, hold like Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, who all over Shas is Chayshinon Lemiut? Is that how we're supposed to assume? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe it's even the Rabbanon shita. Even the Rabbanon would not follow the Rove in this case. Meaning, would not say that, oh, most animals have a baby in their first year, and therefore this could be the Bechar. Why not? Why wouldn't they follow the Rove? Ki azli basa ruba beruba de isa kaman. Maybe the Rabbanon, and we generally, when we follow a Rove, that's only by Ruba de Isa, come on. A Rove that literally is in front of us. We'll have to define this a little more. Kigon, Tesha Chanuyos, 9 stores. There's 9 kosher stores and 1 non-kosher store. Or the Sanhedrin is a Rove de Isa, come on. Ava Ruba de Lasa, come on. Lawsley, Rabbanon Basa Ruba. But maybe by a Rove that's not in front of us, which we'll have to give examples for in a minute, that the Rabbanon wouldn't follow the Rove. This is the Gemara, which bringing us the chiluk of 2 types of roves. Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Lasa Kaman. The Gemara then, we don't have to do this now, the Gemara goes into, the Rabbanon really holds of rove, even by Ruba de Lasa Kaman, so therefore, we go back to Rabbi Shmuel being forced to hold like Rabbi Meir. But at least conceptually, whether there's a Tana out there or not, that makes the distinction, is not our issue now, but at least conceptually, there seems to be somewhat of a distinction, 2 types of roves. Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So before we look at the evidence, what are these roves? So we're going to have a definition right now on the surface, general definition, which we're going to work with for the crux of the shiur. We're going to come up basically with 1 thought, lumdus-wise, the difference between Ruba de Lesa Kaman and de Isa Kaman, and then hopefully at the end, we'll have a couple of other definitions of some of the Achronim, how do they view Ruba de Isa Kaman, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Again, there's a lot to talk about, we'll just mention a couple of the highlights. Okay, so on the surface, what's Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Isa Kaman? Isa Kaman is where it's in front of me. I find a piece of meat, and there are 10 butcher shops in town. 9 are kosher, 1 are not kosher. So where'd the meat come from? So Holchan Achor Arov, or sometimes it's called Kota Parish Be Ruba Parish. So it came from the kosher shop. Right, that's Ruba de Isa Kaman. Or a Ruba de Isa Kaman. The other example given is the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a bezin of 23, right, for Nefashos. So there's a bezin of 23, and half the bezin, it's 18 to 5. So that's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's in front of me. I see the judges sitting there, and there's a majority. It's right in front of me, literally, Ruba de Isa Kaman. Or, in a city, the majority of a city is blank. There's a group of people. All of those are Ruba de Isa Kaman. What's Ruba de Lesa Kaman? A Rove that's not in front of me. What does that mean? So again, we're going to have other definitions later. But on the surface, Ruba de Lesa Kaman is what we would call a statistical Rove. Statistics. Most, like here, what are we talking about in this Mishnah? Most goats have babies in their first year. Right? Most women are not islandess. don't turn out to be islandists of impotent. Most women don't have miscarriages, right? So those are all statistics, right? It's not in front of me, but it's statistics. So that's Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lessa Kamon. Good. So the Gemara makes that distinction. Which would I say is more, if I would say one of the roves, which one is more mistaver? Which one is more of the knockout that you should follow this majority? Go after the rove. So it's not so clear. Not so clear if you would say, if I wouldn't have any evidence, which would I say is a stronger rove? Or where would I say, well, you can't just forget the miut. You have to focus on the rove and on the miut. So on the one end, you could say, look, you have 9 butcher stores here that are kosher. That's amazing, staring at you in the face. But on the other hand, statistics is a larger population, right? This is statistically proven. So is the one staring at me, and on the other end, the meat's here staring at me in the face, and the other one might be negligible. So it's not 100% clear, if just me svara, which one, if I only say one rove, what would I say? Which is the more pashut rove to say? But if you look in the Gemara, it seems pretty pashut. The Gemara in at least 2 places, maybe even more.
Could you have a situation
that's
both?
Ruba and less, and like what? I don't know, maybe if you have most meat, let's say you have 9 treif stores and 1 kosher store, and most meat in the world is treif. Okay, I guess there you could have Ruba de Lassa come on and Issa come on. I guess you could have it in both those cases. That's just a fluke that it's an overlap. But really, I don't think it has to be an overlap. But if you look at the Gemara, in a few places, I gave it to you from the Gemara that we just read. What the Gemara that we just read? It's here, Bechoris, Yud Tesma, Bezen, it's in elsewhere. Maybe the Rabbanan only say their Shita by Ruba de Issa Kamon. But by Lessa Kamon, they wouldn't say it. As if to say that Issa Kamon is more Pashit. Look on the first page. Gemara Chulin Yun Aleph. Also, the same direction. The Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, that Ruba de Issa Kamon is a more Mistava Rove. If you remember, back in Chulin, this is the Gemara that asks, what's the source for Rove? Second line on top. Minaha Milsa Dam Rabbanan Zilbasa Ruba. How do I know that you follow the Rove? Minolon? Tichziv Achoram Lahatos. What's the question? It's a Pashut. It's a Pasuk in Mishpatim. So you follow the majority. It's a Mitzvah Seidaraisa. The Rambam counts as one of the 613. Following the majority. So what do you mean you follow the Rav? You follow the Rav based on the Pasuk. The Gemara said, no. Ruba de Issa Kamon. Kagon Tesh Chanuyos. Vis Sanhedrin Lo Kami Boilon. No, I'm not asking about Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's for sure. My question, says the Gemara, is Ruba de Lessa Kamon. How do you know even that is you follow the Rove? Kikami Bailan Ruba de Lessa Kamon. Go Katan Viktano, like a Katan Viktana that we're not choshes, that they're going to be a Saris or an Islandist as they grow up. They're going to be normal, healthy, developed, mature adults. How do we know that? So the Gemara, again, has this mentality that if I would only say one, it would be Issa Kamon. So why would that be? So it's, again, based on what we just said, you have a rove in front of you. How could you ignore that? Who, okay, the population in the world, statistics, but look in front of me. So Pashtus, it seems from the Gemara, if I would only have the Gemara, that Issa Kamon seems stronger. So I would say, if I would only have one, you'd have Issa Kamon. Just parenthetically, I got a topic of a separate shiur, maybe we'll have this shiur, that's at one point, but the Gemara brings up Sanhedrin. That's where the Pasuk is. That's why the Gemara does it. The Pasuk Achoram Lahatos is by Sanhedrin. But there is a Reb Chaim based on the Tosfos that says maybe the whole idea of rove by Sanhedrin is a different type of rove. And we could be, it's very mistaver to say that it's separate. What's by Sanhedrin? Right, what do you have? You have people poskening against each other. Is that like you're finding a piece of meat and you have different stores? There's a Tosfos. Tosfos, I didn't give this to you, but there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama. Tosfos Chav Zayin and Mabez, where the Gemara there says, Ein Holchin B'mamonach HaRov. You don't follow the rove by Mamonis. Meaning, if I sold you an ox that was a wild, crazy ox, can you say, Mekach Tos? Your ox is crazy. Could I say, well, I thought you were going to shecht it. I didn't know you were going to keep it. So what if the majority is one way? So the Gemara says you don't follow the rope by Mamonis. In Hachon Mamonach HaHarov. So Tosfos says, if you don't follow the rope by Mamonis, you surely shouldn't follow the rope by Nefashis. Nefashis, right? And yet we do, right? If the Bezda Paskins against a certain person and they convict him, boom, we put him to death. So ask Tosus, Baba Kamach of Zion and Mabez. How do we put somebody to death? If Ein Hochem B'mamon Achar Rov, you surely shouldn't follow the rope by Nefashis. Says Tosus, a crucial line, V'yesh Lomar, D'chasam Gabe Dayanim Shaini. D'chashiv Miut Ditu K'misha Eino. Says Tosfos, the rove by Sanhedrin is a different type of rove. There, the miut is kemisha eino. That's not a regular majority. The way Reb Chaim and the Grach HaLashas explains this Tosfos, there's a concept of Hochan Machar rove, and then there's a concept of Rubo Kakulo. Rubo Kakulo, if I shecht rove of two simanim, what, I follow the majority? The majority of the animal is shechted. The miut of the majority is not shechted. The rove beats the miut. That's crazy. What are you talking about? It's one thing. So what do you shecht an animal? That's rubo kakulo. That's not if a nazir also has the concept of rubo kakulo in certain context. But that's what's going on here. That's what Tosfos is saying, says Reb Chaim. Holchanach by rov by Sanhedrin is not just holchanach harov. It's even more than that. It's rubo kakulo. It's defined as the whole thing, as the unit. When Bezin comes out with a psak, it's not that the majority said this. It's that. This is the decision of Beis Din. And that might be why, a little bit behind Reb Chaim, why the judges can't come out and say, well, I would have passed it this other way, but you know what, I was outvoted. They're not allowed to say that, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Why? Not only because they don't want to, like, cause friction between the judges and the parties, but because the decision of Beis Din is a unified decision. In the Mas and Matan, they have their own personal opinions, but the decision is one unit. So that's what Tosfos says in Baba Kama Chav Zayin, and that's what Reb Chaim explains. So even though that's the example given for Rove, it's not so simple. The Gemara gives that, we say that because that's the Pasuk in Chumash, but it's not exactly so simple that that's the model that we would follow.
Would that also be Tarovos? That's like you cancel out the...
Would also be Tarovos. That's a good question. I mean, it comes up a little bit on tomorrow's daf, but that's Bittel Barov. That's even a third concept. There's Hochan Acharov, there's Rubik Akula, and then there's Bittel Barov. So Bittel Barov, do we say by Bittel Barov that it's not Asis Loka Heter? There's a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. It's quoted in the beginning of Hilchos Tarovas, right? If, let's say, I have one franc that got mixed up in 100, one tray franc and 100 kosher francs. Or let's say three kosher francs. So I have four francs here. So what's the halacha? So it's Bittel Barov. But you can't tell the difference. So one opinion says, the most makel opinion is that one person could eat all of them at once. Right? That opinion holds nasis keheter. Bittel barov nasis keheter. Another opinion says one person can eat them, just not at the same time. One after another. So by each one, you can say this one is not the isser. Another opinion says that one person cannot eat all of them. They all can be eaten by different people. And then there's another opinion, I think Rashi and Avodah Zarah, they got the fourth opinion, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Kuftes, Kufches, I'll find it after. So the fourth opinion, Rashi says that no, you got to throw one out. So again, all of these are, that's Bittel Barov, that's another concept. So Hochan Acharov, Rubo Kakulo, and Bittel Barov are all overlapping, they all have to do with Rov, but they are not exactly the same. Okay, either way, what's important for us from this Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara that we started off with in Becharos Yates is that Ruba de Issa Kaman seems more pashut if you would have said one and not the other. Also, if you want to look in a Deya in Tosfos and Yevamos, if you look on the next page, Yevamos in Samach Zayin Amabez, Tosfos has a line there where he says that this famous Shita of Rabbi Meir all over Shash, that Rabbi Meir is always Choshesh Lumiut, says Tosfos, where it's underlined, V'yomeri de Beru'uba de Issa Kaman Kuliyama Modu de Lochashin Lemiuta. Maybe Rabbi Meir only says his opinion by Aruba de Lesa Kaman. By the statistical rove, by an Issa Kaman, even Rabbi Meir would say, you follow the majority. Got to work that out with Gemaras. But that's what Tosfos says. The only time that there will be a Shita, there will be Choshesh Lemiut, is only by Aruba de Lesa Kaman, not by Aruba de Issa Kaman. Again, pointing in the direction that Aruba de Issa Kaman is the stronger type of rove, where that's the one that I would have said if I didn't have any other, if I wouldn't have known anything. And also, Remeir Shita is only by Lesa Kaman, which is the weaker, in quotes, type of rove. So that's what it seems. But if this is true, we have a problem. And this is going to be the problem which will lead us to the one chiddush that we wanted to bring out tonight. And that is a Rambam. Stira in a Rambam. Is one allowed to kill based on Rove? Based on Rove, Stira and Rambam. One Rambam says yes, one Rambam says no. Let's see which direction it goes in. Rambam and Ilkos Yisurei Bia, Gimel Beis. We actually quoted this in the Mitzvah Shir today. Says the Rambam, Haba alaktana eishas hagadol. If somebody is mizana with ektana, an 11-year-old girl who is married mida oraisa. How could a ketana be married mida oraisa? Through her father, kiddush ektana. If the father's dead, then there is no way that a ketana could get married daraisa. Her father and her brothers can accept kiddushin for her midirabanan, create what's called kiddushin miun. But on a daraisa level, a ketana cannot get married unless it's through the father. Tosa says in the beginning of the second American kiddushin that this is chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chesed that, again, people get married much earlier in previous times in history. And if somebody is willing to take care of my daughter, so then, you know, I want to make sure that she's taken care of in the future. Tosa says in Kiddushin. I'll just read the line. Tosa says, Bali Tosa lived in the times of the Crusades. Tosa says, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, V'yachshav, she'anu no'agim l'kadish binoseinu, afilu k'tanos, haynu shmishum she'bechol yom v'yom ha'golus mizgaber aleinu, v'yem yesh sipek b'yad adam achshav, l'aseis l'bito nedunya. If you could get a dowry for your daughter today, Shemalacharzman lo yasibik biyado. Viteshibito aguna laolam. So says Tosfos, we take care of our daughters when we can. Right? They got married at 14. So if you could take care of your daughter at 11 or 12, it's not so crazy. Not so crazy. So that's what Tosfos says. That's the idea. But obviously, nowadays, it is not and should not be done. But anyway, so says the Rambam. So Abo Akhtana Ishas Hagadol. Let's say there is a Akhtana that is married Midoraisa, and a person is Mizana with her. Ishas Is. So she is obviously Petura, because she's a Akhtana. But what about the man? Im Kidsha Aviha, Hare Ze Bechenek. Chenek, Vihi Petura Miklum. She's Petura, and he's Chayev Chenek. Even though, what? Stop there for a second. Even though, maybe this girl is going to turn out to be an Islandess. We don't know. And if she turned out to be an islandess, many Rishonim hold, it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, that this was a marriage bita'us, and they weren't even married. Right? We might not know until later. But Rove, she's not an islandess. So the Rambam here seems to say, you could kill based on Rove. Kill based on Rove. The next three words of the Rambam has had much ink spilled on it. It's not our topic now, but once we're here, we'll read it. Because when he got married, he didn't know that this woman was an islandess. If a person gets married, let's say he just doesn't find out a detail till later. If a couple gets married and one of them has such a mum that if the other party would have known about it, it's obvious that they wouldn't have wanted to get married. Let's say a woman has no ovaries. Well, let's say that case. A woman can, and it's clear and it's obvious. So let's that type of case. So islandess is a woman who has some type of defect. You just didn't know about it yet, right? Let's say the woman herself didn't know. Let's say the woman didn't know she had this issue. So we're not going to get to anybody's fault now. We're just getting into if a man has a certain type of mum, you know, it works in both directions. Sorry. In that case, according to some Rishonim, that's a 2 day. I'll read it to you because you're asking about it. The Shulchan Aruch and Ebbe Ezra discussed this. It's Sibin Mem Beis. The Shulchan Aruch has two opinions whether she needs a get. Two opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sibin Mem Dalin, I'm sorry. Islandis shenis kadsha, havi kidushin, first day. The Yesh Omrim, she islandis vadois, eina mukudeshes. Says the Beis Shmuel right there. The kishalo hikir, ein saraget afilu midrabanan. The gara mishar mumin, de ein adam mochel amum kazeh.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't address this point though, because there's a point of islandess where she's a
Bulgarian. I'm saying because there you already know. Right. Then does the marriage? So, but according to the day that says it's Eina Mekudeshes, right? So then you're saying here she already is an islandess. You just don't know it when she's a ketana. She does inherently she's the islandess. She just hasn't had the time when she should have developed right. That she didn't develop yet. But it's a machlokas Rishonim. But either way, so it sees from the Rambam that you don't worry about that fact. The next three words, again, as I said before, a lot of ink has been spilled over, not our topic, but just to mention it. V'ne'esra al-baila. The Rambam says that a katana that's mizana, it's ne'esra al-baila, which is a huge chiddush. Because we usually, that's what the Ravid asks right here, lo yadati lama. The usual rule is, if a woman is mizana willingly, she is nesaras labayla. If she is mizana, she was raped, ne'anas, ones, that she's mutaras labayla. So, this is a principle in Maseches Ksubas and elsewhere, pitu iktana onesu. That a ktana is always a labardas. So she, how is she is nesaras labayla? That's what the Ravid air it. Lo yadati lama nesaras labayla. Yisrael shari amru, pitu iktana onesu. So that's a huge discussion. Fascinating. Is there a Maisa Avera when it comes to Ketana? Maybe the Machayev of the Isra Labayla is just the rebellious act against the husband. So anyway, not for now. Anyway, that's one Rambam. Rambam says one basket can put somebody to death seemingly based on a roof. Right? Roof women are not eyeless. But if you look in the next Rambam, Perek Tezvav Halacha Chav Zayin, says the Rambam, yearly, it appears to me, and our ears always perk up when we see Yirali, because we know this is not based on any prior source. Yirali means, the Rambam says, I think this is Mistaver. Yirali. Shekal Medina. Sheyesh Bashivcha Ogaya Haru'uya Leleid. If there is any country that has child-bearing women, age, right, who are not Jewish. Shivcha Ogaya. They have some. Doesn't say Rove. Let's say it's a Jewish city. But there are some non-Jewish women out there, and you find a baby in the street. And you have no idea who the mother is. Ho'e v'ha'asufi ha'nimsa sham, safek goy o safek eved. You don't know who this baby is. So when this baby gets older, and kishayisa ha'giyores kamosha amarnu, when he marries this baby boy marries a giyores, different halachas is in the end of Kedushin, who in a Sufi is allowed to marry, because maybe it's a mamzer, maybe it's a this, maybe it's a that. So you can marry a giyores. Harizu safek ish azish. Because maybe she's married to a guy. Assuming that this guy didn't go through a conversion just in case. Safek ish azish. Vahaba aleha patur. Shein hargin mi safek. It's rove Jews in the city. And yet, we say this boy might go after the miut. And the miut is non-Jewish, and therefore we cannot put to death someone who married this man. It's a rove. You don't follow the rove to put to death. That's the question of Rav Shimon Shkop and other Achronim. Why does the Rambam in the first case say that you do follow the rove, and by an Eshes Ketana, by an Eshes Ketana who's married to Oraisa, Chayiv Misa for being Mizana there, you put to death based on rove, while here, rove Jews in the city, and the person, this baby boy, were Choshesh for the Mia, that the kids are going. Oh, and this is the opposite, exactly. And which one are we following? We're putting to death based on Ruba de Lessa, come on, we put to death. And Ruba de Issa, come on, where it's the city, we're not listening to the Rove, exactly the Kasha of Shimon Shkop. The Gemara seems to say that Issa, come on, is stronger, while here the Rambam is going in the opposite direction. Lessa, come on, is the one that we put to death by, and not Issa, come on. So how do we answer this question? So what many Achronim say, we're going to see it in the words of Rav Shimon Shkop in a minute, in the Shar Yoshar, and that is maybe our whole mentality is or formulation is not exactly on target. And we shouldn't be saying better or worse or stronger or weaker, but just different. Different. It's two robes working in different ways. And because they work in different ways, there are different applications. Where does this come from? So if you look in... If you look on the next page, they have the Tosfos HaRosh in the first parak above Metzia. The Gemara there says, quotes a Mishnah Bechoros, later on in Bechoros. You have it just in the Dibra Maschil. Kalas Echem en Amenuyin Latochan Kuma Peturim. Bottom right. Halach is, we know, Meiser Behema. I have to put the animals, the sheep, through the gate. Every tenth one is going to get the little stick on it red, and that's going to be Meiser Behema. The Halach of Meiser Behema is that it is a carbon, but it belongs to the owner. Meiser Behema is not a Matnas Kahuna. Bechor has to be given to the Kohen. Meiser, it belongs to the owner. He has to bring it as a carbon shlamin. So what happens if I'm going through, one of the ones that were counted already jumps back over the fence into the herd that was not counted yet, that was not Meiser yet. So I have one that was already Niftar. It already went through the fence, and now it jumped back. So what's the halacha there? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, they're all potter. my one animal potters the 4,000 sheep that I still have that didn't go through the gate yet. Unbelievable. So the kasha, that the obvious question, all the Rishonim asked, Vim Tomer, asked the Tosfos Arash, Oso HaKofetz, Yibatel Barov. Yikuva Chayav Alaser. Bittel Barov. It's a Din Daraisa. Right, so now we're getting into Bittel. But it's, so why don't, it should be Chayav and Meiser. One animal. So the first answer, V'yesh Lomar, Debali Chayim Chashivi V'lo Batli. Animal, it's a Birya. It's a Davar Chashuv. Bali Chayim or Chashuv. That's all Durabanan though. Right, Birya not being Batel is an Indurabanan. Birya being Asur, Pachas Mikashir is a Daraisa. Right, the fact that an ant, if I eat an entire ant, it's Asur Daraisa with Malchus, that's because of Birya. But Birya not being Batel is a Durabanan. So that wouldn't be enough here. So here, but at least Bali Chayim Chashivi. Bali Chayim or Chashiv and not Batel. So the Rush is suggesting that even on a Daraisa level. One answer given, that has nothing to do with us. But if you look at the last answer, V'yod Yesh Lomar, the top of the left side, Kivan dechazinon da'afilu hecha diyochol la'as mimanev shach patur, says the Rush, why don't we just tell the guy, you know, you might as well do it anyway. It's still not going to be able to create Meiser. Because there's a special din, Meiser vadai v'lo Meiser safik. That's the special din. Meiser has to be Meiser Vadai. When you put it through the fence, it's got to be Meiser Vadai. Something's got to be Meiser Vadai, even if the 10th one through the fence, or if you call it Meiser, Mishum da Asiri Vadai Amar Rahmana, Velo Asiri Safik. And even if you want to say, Kol Deparish Meiruba Parish, here's the key line, V'yafilu ki Amrinu Kol Deparish Meiruba Parish, Asiri Safik Mikri. Even if you say, you go after the Rove, that does not make it a Vadai. Asiri Safik Mikri. Ella Shahatora Hitira suffix of Isurin, but the Torah allows you in Isurin Dirsiv Acher Al Mahatos. As the Torah says, follow the rove, Vinefach Isawahetar Aidi Bitabarov. Aval Hacha Laolam Monafik Miklal Suffik Asiri. What's Tosis telling us? The context here is what type of rove? Aruba de what's the rove here? Ruba de Isa, come on. You got the animals here. What is the Tosfos Rosh saying about Ruba Deisa Kamon? Ruba Deisa Kamon does not make it a Vadai. So to understand this, let's take a step back for a minute. Something that has come up many times. And that is, there's always cases of doubt in Halacha. Cases of stalemates. You don't know what to do. And the Torah gives rules for what to do in every situation. By Dina Mominus, right? You have a suffix. What do? The Torah says, Hamotzi Bechaber Olav Araya. That's by Mominus. By Isser Veheter. You don't know what to do. Somebody that writes Al-Khumra, somebody that writes Al-Kula. Right? By Tum and Tara. You don't know what to do. Safik Tumah Bershus HaYachid Tamei. Safik Tumah Bershus HaRabim Tar. You'll learn that from Sota. It's three different principles to what to do in cases of Safik. How do we view those types of instructions that the Torah gives us what to do? The Achronim say, well, there are two ways to look at it. In the words of the Achronim, is it what we would call a hachra'a? We have no idea what the MS is. We have no idea. But you know what the Torah says? You have to function. You need an answer. So go by these rules. But we have no idea what. And that's how l'chora tumantara. Well, there's more of a chance that it's tummy in private rishus. And there's more of a chance that it's tara in the street. You might even say just the opposite. In the street, there's more tumma floating around. So l'chora, by saying tumma rishus harab, those rules, that's a hachra. Meaning, we have no idea what to do, but the Torah gives you instructions how to break the stalemate. On the other hand, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, according to many, Rav Elchanan has a piece on this, it's a birur, according to many. It's clarity. I have told you what the emes is. If I go over to you and say, can I have my shirt? And you say, what are you talking about? It's my shirt. And I say, give me my shirt. And Bezin says, you know what? He could keep it until I prove it. What, that's only a hachra? We have no idea whose shirt it is. We have no idea, but you know what? We'll let him keep it. No. It's very mistaken to say that a Mutzvah Lavaraya means it's mine until you prove it. It's mine. Nafgamina, could I get married with this shirt? Other Nafgaminas. But that's a Birur. So, Hachra or Birur? Again, I'm not saying everybody holds it's a Birur. Others say, right, that maybe it's not a Birur. Nafgamina would be Tfisa. What if somebody grabs it from me after the psak is a mosav echal avaraya? So now you're holding it. So does tfisa work or not? Either way, that is some examples. Would you be able, Rabbi Chanan, so I was looking at right before the shir, has in Kovetz Aris, a Simon Chav Zayin, he says the nafkaminu would be tied to the sasri. Are you allowed to have an internal contradiction in psak? Let's say there has to be tumma somewhere. Like the case of Shnei Shvilin. Basically, Shnei Shvilin, there are two paths. One has Vade Tumah on it, one has Vade Tara on it. Two people went down two paths. One went down the Tara path, one down the Tara path. You don't know who went down. If they come and ask the Shiloh separately, they're both Tahar. Both Tahar. Why could they both be Tahar? One of them is not. The answer is, Tarta de Sasri works if it's a Hachra'ah. Because it's not Birur. Nafkamina, between Hachra'ah and Birur. So that's all mashal, models. So what about here? Ruba de Isa come on, Ruba de Lesa come on. Suggests from Shimon Shkup, based on Rishonim, starting with this rush, maybe that's the difference between these two roves. It's not better or worse. Ruba de Isa come on, what did the Tosfos Rosh just say? It's not a Birur. It's not Vandai. This doesn't, just like the sheep fell into this whole herd, that doesn't make it a Siri Vandai. For mice, you need a Siri Vandai, below a Siri Suffolk. And this is still a suffix because Ruba de Isa Kaman does not make it a Birur. Why? Just because there are 9 butcher shops here that are kosher and one that's treif. I know Vadai that this piece of meat came from the 9 kosher butcher shops. Why? Why would I say there's a better chance? There's a good chance, but is that Vadai? So say the Achronim based on this rush. No, is that a Vadai? This is what we do. It's a Hachra. Masha Enke, and we'll see it inside in a second. By Aruba de Lesa, come on. By Aruba de Lesa, come on. That's statistics. Nothing's in front of us. But there, it's a Birur. There, it's a Vadai. It doesn't mean that it's stronger. It doesn't mean that it's stronger. It's just that this is what the Torah tells me to do in these two cases.
No, yeah. Maybe I'm understanding it differently than you're saying. I'm not sure. But those who are saying, like, I can't use a Ruba de Isa Kaman when I need a Vadai.
Correct. You cannot use a Ruba de Isa Kaman when you need a Vadai. Because Ruba de Isa Kaman.
Vadai Bamas.
Correct. Because Ruba de Isa Kaman doesn't get you a Vadai.
Doesn't get me a Vadai because by definition there's one there.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So what is. So what? So Ruba de Isa Kaman is what we call a Hachra. It doesn't say that. It's a Vadai.
It has to be.
Exactly. That's what it's, he says. It's a Dayan Suffolk Mikri. Exactly the point. And that is the difference between Ruba de Isa Kaman and Lesa Kaman that is suggested by Rav Shimon Shkup. Now let's read his piece here at the beginning of Shar Gimel. At the beginning he quotes the Stira in the Rambam and the top left of the first page that I gave you is the Stira by the check. That's where he quotes the Stira in the Rambam. We don't have to read that inside. And he says it goes in the opposite direction of the Gemara. But if you look on the next page, that's where he says the Chiddush that we're interested now in. On line 17. De Ruba de Lesa Kamon Ein Mitzius Lefanenu Ligrom Heter. O Isser, Rak Shikol Das Al Mitzius, Shehu Al Pi Mikrim, Hayoser Shrichem Vergilim. It's by statistics, what we would call. Verov Ze Eno Nilmad, Mikra Ze Shel Dayanim. That's not, learn that from Dayanim. To show him by Dayanim, Eno Mitam Birur. Verub De Lesa Kaman, Hu Mitam Birur. And therefore, it's a big difference between the two. Skip down a couple of lines, line 29. Lefize shnei inyani rov elu nifradim hema. These are two different types of rov. Ruba de Isa Kaman, eino mivarer es hamitzius klum. Ruba de Isa Kaman doesn't clear anything up. It just tells me what to do. Right? It's more on the hachra, is more on the gavra. Birur is more on the facts. V'nishar ha-savik k'mo b'mechza al-mechza. Rak l'inya ha-chroz ha-din ma'ani rov zeh k'mo b'dayanim. But v'ru b'dalesa kamanu inyin birur l'varer u'l'achriyas ha-metziyos. Sh'amr torolonu l'smoch al-birur zeh bein l'kula bein l'chumra. So says Rav Shimon Shkup, that's the Rambam. You can only put to death based on a vadai. One beats to put to death based on a birur. So in the case where a katana is married, you can put the guy to death. Because that's Ruba d'Lesa Kaman, that she's not going to be an islandess. And therefore, Chayim Isa. In the other case, Ruba d'Isa Kaman, that's a Hachra. Based on a Hachra, that's not good enough to put somebody to death. What about the Gemaras? So the Gemaras aren't saying that Ruba d'Isa Kaman is stronger or better. is just saying, we only know Ruben Yitzchak Amram because that's the case that the Torah talks about. That's the Sanhedrin. I know, you can even look at it this way. I know that Ruben the Isa Kamon exists, but is there, are you allowed to say the other type of rove where you're going to be able to call it a Vadai? Are you even going to be able to say that? That's already going out further, a more ambitious type of rove. You could read the Gemara just the opposite. Just the opposite. We thought the Gemara says, oh, this is the obvious type of rove. How do you know even the not so obvious? Because they're just the opposite. We know the less ambitious type of rove. How do you know the more ambitious type of rove? Because Ruben de Lesa Kamon is the more ambitious according to this approach. It's Birur, and that's how the Gemara could go in the opposite direction. Because it's really just two different roves. Two different roves.
When you say it's
Birur,
it's not 100% Metzias. I mean, we can't really say 100%
that
that's
right.
Metzias. I mean, it's a halachic
Metzias. Right, I mean, if this girl turns out to be an Islandist, so we put the guy to death, this is how we're allowed to view it. This is how we're allowed to view it. And Elokim Nitza Badas Kel, that we could also trust that he's not going to let the Dayanim, you know, do something wrong, like the Ramban quotes in Parsha Shoftim also. But that is, but in a chinami. It's, is it Vadai, Vadai, Vadai? We're allowed to treat it as Vadai, Vadai. That's based on our behavior. Just one final point. What about that day in Tosfos, in Yevam Samach Zayin, that we quoted, that Remeir Shita of Chayshino Lemiuta is only by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. But by Aruba de Isa Kamon, even Remeir would agree you go after the Rov. So why does that make sense? According to Archilic? So again, I don't read it inside, but it says Rav Shimon Shkup, if you say it's based on a Hachra'a, so then Remeir would say, okay, that's what the Torah tells you to do. The Torah tells you to follow the Rov here. There is a Miut here! But the Torah says follow the Rov. Okay, so I'm following the Rov. What can I do? The Torah tells me. The Torah acknowledges the Miut, and yet still says to follow the Rov. So Remeir's not going to argue on that. When would Remeir argue? If the Torah says, oh, it's a Vadai, Remeir would say, maybe you're a problem now. What do you mean it's a Vadai? There's a Miut out there. If the Torah is Machadish, forget the Miut, Remeir would say, no, you can't forget the Miut. The other case, if it's Achra, the Torah is not saying forget the Miut. There is a Miut, we acknowledge, but the Rov beats the Miut. So Remeir wouldn't argue on that, ironically. Mashenkin, in the other case, he would. That is the suggestion of Rav Shimon Shkup. But again, according to all of this, it's different Rovs. I gave it to you also from the Primosha on the next page. Right, it's Beis and Yonim Nefradim. Right, it's two different Rovs, and therefore you can't ask one from the other because it is, they work differently. One is a birur and one is a hachra. Okay. So far we spoke about Ruben de Isa Kamon, Ruben de Lesa Kamon, and the differences between them. Just like to end with two or three other just formulations of achronim, what the difference is. Not how they work, but what the difference is. First, an interesting thought from Rav Elchanan. If you look on page 9, this is a Rav Elchanan's comments on the Shev Shmaitzah. It says Shev Shmaitzah on top, but it's not the Shev Shmaitzah. It's Rav Elchanan's comments on the Shev Shmaitzah in the Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim. If you remember the sugyas in the beginning of Ksubis, Daf Tes, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, all the different svekas, a woman was mezana, we have no idea when and how. Safek Tachtav, Lo Tachtav, Ones, Ratzon, Mukatz Eitz, all the cases. But one of the svekas there is when it occurred. Safek Tachtav or Eno Tachtav. Was it after Erisin or not? Obviously after Erisin is much worse. So asks the Rishash, this bottom left, he quotes the Rishash's question, why don't we say there's a rov that it was before Erisin took place? Safek Tachtav, Safek Eno Tachtav, rov of her life, she was not married. So why don't we say that's a rov? Follow Hochanacha HaRov, and therefore it's not a Mechzal Mechzal, you're not sure. Maybe follow the Rov! And therefore, one should say that Safik Tachtov is a very, it's not really a Safik. Eino Tachtov should win out. That's the Rishash's Kasha. You know there's an answer to this question. You've got to formulate how. So the way Rabbi Chanan formulates it is that, well, we know there are two types of Rovs, and this one doesn't fall into either. That's Rabbi Chanan's point. V'nirali Yashev. Tehine, bottom left. Yeshnam Shnei Minei Rov. There are two types of roves out there, as we have been talking about. Number one, Ruba de Isa Kamon. Hainu, Shaharov, Eino Kavua Beteva, Elishin is Damin Bemikra. Situational rove. It's a part of nature. It's a situational rove. That's rove number one. It's based on a specific situation. Number two, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. What's Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Sharovu Kavua Beteva Ha'olam. It is Kavua in nature. Right? Two, statistics. He named it Vuva Poskim, says Rabbi Chanan. The Ruba de Isa Kaman, Eino Moel. The rove that's in front of me, that's based on the situation, Eino Moel Ella, Bishah Shah Rove, Huba Olam. The rove has to be in front of me for it to be judged as a rove. Kigon Batarova Sisra Behetter. Where there's no pinto, there's a rove and a sister in front of me. For Isa Kaman, you need the factors in front of you when you're trying to figure out the case. So here, are the factors in front of you? As we'll see in a second, no. Time is not in front of you. Time can't be a rove in front of you because time doesn't stop. Continuing, maybe that's why generally it's called an Isa Kaman. You have to have the rove in front of me. B'shas Prisha. Right, Lesa Kaman is even if the rove, maybe this is like a Lesa Kaman, because the rove doesn't have to be in front of you. Ula Mashal, for example, Im Yitzuyar. What if there was only one animal left in the entire world? You could still judge by Ruba de Lesa Kaman, even though the rove is not in the world. Because that's the point of Lesa Kaman. It doesn't have to be in front of me. But says Rabbi Chanan, then, if these are the two types of roves, this doesn't fall into either. Why? V.M. Cain. E'efshar ladun la'olam azman betras Ruba de Isa Kaman. You can't look at time as Isa Kaman, Kivin Shalom Yitzur La'olam, Shadei Zman Har Bebe Basachas. You'll never have a lot of time staring at you in the face. Every second is every second. Ubacho Rega Varega, Ein Lefaninu, Ela Rega Echad. There's only one moment at any moment. V'im Kim B'Shas Aprisha Lohaya Kol Rov Lefaninu. And therefore the robe is not here. And therefore what? It's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. But Lesa Kaman means if this is the only thing in the world, again, it's not Shaykh to talk about it. But that's his formula. What I want to take out of this, Rabbi Chanan, is his formulation of Ruba de Isa Kaman, Lesa Kaman. Isa Kaman is a situational rove that happened to exist now, and all the factors are in front of me. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is natural, is something inherent in the Bria that has nothing to do with this specific case. And even if this was the only case in the world, one would still be able to judge it as a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Just right before, I'm sorry I didn't get to the photo stat, but related to this Rabbi Chanan, just so you can put it on the side of your notes, in Bava Basra, he has a very similar, but just a little different formulation in Bava Basra Os Pe Gimel, where he says as follows. He says, Efshel Afarish Achilik Bofan Acher, the Ruba de Isa Kaman. Interesting, what comes first? The Rove or the miut? The ruba de isa kaman, with isa yedias harov hi shal yedei sheneida mikol prat uprat bifnei atzmo. You know, you see all the pratim. I see 10 stores. I see 9 are kosher and 1 is not kosher. I see the details. I see the specifics, and then mamela I'm allowed to calculate the rov. I see the pratim, and I could then make the pratim into a rov. Lesa Kaman is just the opposite. I know the rove out there, and I'm going to relate the rove to my prat right here. So it's kind of opposite how you look at it. Ubruba de Lesa Kaman, yediasenu hi me haklau al haprat, velo me hapratim al haklau, ki kol prat bifnei atzmo eini yadu alone. You got to read this a couple of times, know what he's talking about. But that's what he's saying. He's saying, do I look at all these things, and then I'm like, hey, okay, let's add it up. And therefore, all the people in the town, you look at the pratim, and you add it up, and it becomes the rove. That's by Isa Kaman. Lesa Kaman is the opposite. Lesa Kaman is, I know out there what the majority is, and therefore I relate it to the prat in front of me. The rove to the prat, or the prat to the rove. That's his formulation. Again, it works with this is his other formulation here, but that's Bava Basra in Simen Pei Gimel. One final formulation. Again, this is two that are really three. We have the Kovetz Biurim, Kovetz Saaris, Kovetz Shiurim, and then just last point is, Rabbi Yosef Engel, who always has very, my Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, I always like to call him, terminologically laden formulations. He's saying major lumdis. He's got to work through all of the formulations. So in the Beis HaOtzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gon Atzum, says Venira Baze says, what's the difference between Ruba de Issa Kaman and Lessa Kaman? What does the rove do in each case? What he's going to say is that by Ruba de Issa Kaman, you have a miut staring at you in the face. You see that Treif butcher shop. You know what the rove tells me to do? Don't worry about it. Push it aside. Don't follow that miut. You can go by the rove. What about by Ruba? And just say it another way, the miut is what created the suffix. Without that one butcher shop, there wouldn't be a shiloh. They would all be kosher. It's the miut that creates the suffix. And the busser, the rove, following the rove, tells me that the miut, we ignore the miut. And we say, no, there's no suffix. We get to ignore that miut. It can't create the suffix, and I'm allowed to follow the rove. By Ruba de Lessa Kaman, the miut doesn't create the suffix. There's an inherent suffix. Even if this is the only one in the world. Like the Rabbi Chanan said before, it would still be called the Ruba de Lessa Kaman. The miut isn't creating the suffix. It's an inherent suffix. Basar Rove tells me, apply the Rove to be Mavara the suffix. I'll say it again, and then we'll see it inside. By Ruba de Issa Kaman, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Rove tells me to ignore the miut. Don't let the miut establish a suffix. By Ruba de Lessa Kaman, there is a suffix here. The Rove just tells me what to do in the case of suffix. That's what he says, let's say, on line 13 on the left side. V'ach kasher chalukin b'hora'a, az yish suffik memelo mitzad chalukosam, kivat sheim atzmam chalukim zemzeh, by the Sanhedrin. Alkein kasher mechulakin b'ham rovim miyut, nimse eifo kinis yalit ha-suffik al yidei rova ha-miyut. Why is there a suffik by an Issa Kaman? Because there's a miyut staring at you. And also by the Teschanuyo, skip down, VMK in line 23, Harizeh Shabah Hamiyot Laso Suffik, by Ruba de Issa Kaman, the Mir creates the doubt, Vizeh Afiran Shapir, Meachre Rabim, Dein Koch Bemiyot Laso Suffik. Masha'en Kane, Bahakta Katan Viktana, by the cases of Lessa Kaman, we are Mesupik, there's no Mir in front of me. It's an inherent doubt. So Rove tells me, what do I do? Zesha Baharov, Lavara Suffik. Rove tells me, this is what you do in this case of Suffik. This is what you do. But it's not that the meat is creating the Suffik. There's an inherent Suffik. Question whether this works with what we said before, with Bir Achra. It might work, it might be the opposite. Not exactly 100% sure. But either way, this is his formulation with Ruba de Issa Kaman, Ruba de Lessa Kaman. You look on line 39, just to see. V'alkzeh kol inyin achilek shebein Ruba de Issa Kaman, Lessa Kaman. Those are just the abbreviations. Reish Dalad Ayin Aleph Kuf. You ever see that? Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lessa Kaman. Just got to keep those abbreviations. And he says at the end, the last line, V'doke Tev. Ki Dvarim Nechonim Ma'od B'tziata Deshmaya. Right? Take my word for it, because this is serious business, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, either way, tonight we got to speak a little bit about Rove. Issa versus Lessa. We started off by saying Issa seems to be stronger, but based on a steer in the Rambam going in the opposite direction, we suggested that maybe they're just different. If that's stronger or weaker, Issa Kaman is what we called Hachra'a, while Lessa Kaman is Birur. And then we related that to answer the questions that we mentioned with the Rambam and with the day of Rabbi Meir in Tosfos and Yevamos. And then we just had at the end three other formulations of the Achronim, how to distinguish between Issa Kaman and Lessa Kaman, Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Biurim relating to time, that time cannot be a rove. Number two, he says in Kovetz Shiurim in Baba Basra, Sirin Pei Gimel, relating to, did the Pratim tell me the rove, or does the rove tell me the Pratim? Or Rabbi Yosef Engel here, who explains Ruba de Issa Kaman, the Mir creates the suffix, and the rove says, forget the Mir creating the suffix, while by Lessa Kaman, there's an inherent suffix, and the rove just says what to do in this case of inherent suffix. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.